Chapter 6, Step 4, Master Your Craft. Congratulations! You've already recognized opportunities and captured them. You've also begun to find the true positive in every situation and have taken decisive action to move forward to championship status. Now, the fun begins. It's time to walk in Winology Step 4, Master Your Craft. If you've ever heard the song, Because You Love Me, Celine Dion, Blue Eyes Blue, Eric Clapton, Unbreak My Heart, Toni Braxton, or I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, Aerosmith, along with hundreds of other chart-topping hits, then you've heard the work of songwriter Diane Warren. Her songs have received several Academy Award nominations, 5 Golden Globe nominations, including 1 win, Best Original Song for the movie Burlesque, and 12 Grammy Award nominations, including 1 win for Because You Love Me. Without a doubt, Diane Warren is one of the most successful, highly sought-after songwriters of our time. Miss Warren has risen to such high acclaim due to 2 primary reasons, her talent and her work ethic. Concerning both, she said these words, "You have to hone your craft, but you also have to be born with a certain amount of talent, and I never took the talent for granted. I've always worked really hard to be as good as I could be." Notice her last comment. I've always worked really hard to be as good as I could be. I believe this is the mantra for every high-performing winner, including you. We've come to the stage in Winology where it's time to master your craft. Understand, your dream is different than everyone else's, and it might require a different level of education and specific skills. Regardless of your path or desired destination, striving to perpetually improve your game is a requirement to both get on top and stay on top. 3 favorites. It's amazing how throughout the course of your life, you hear so many sayings, quotes, and phrases. Some of them are very good and inspiring. Others, well, let's just say they're flat out ridiculous. Let me give you 3 of my favorites that you must never adhere to or believe on your road to greatness. Number 1, knowledge is power. We've heard this for so long, yet it's not the truth. Why? Mainly because it builds false hope. The truth is, knowledge in and of itself will not do you one bit of good in your quest for greatness. It's only when you apply the knowledge you've acquired that it turns into a valuable asset. Let's say my desire is to be a world-class pianist. My mother would be so happy. I could buy a stack of books on playing the piano, watch, learn to play the piano in 30 days on YouTube, and even observe and take notes from the greatest pianist in my area. Will all of this make me a great pianist? Absolutely not. My quest to greatness begins when I apply what I've learned. Oh, by the way, they call that practicing. Acquiring knowledge isn't enough. Greatness comes by putting what you've learned to work. Number 2, I'm doing the best I can. Welcome to the war cry of mediocrity. In most occasions, this is really a code phrase for don't expect me to do more than the bare minimum. Actor Sean Connery put it best in the movie The Rock. With his thick Scottish brogue, he said, "Losers always whine about doing their best." The same is true today, but not for winologists. We are the ones who go above and beyond to be the best we can possibly be. Number 3, I might not be the sharpest tool in the shed. Seriously? As if the world needs any more dull tools lying around. If for some unknown reason you're going to be a tool in the shed, at least train yourself to be a highly tuned surgical-grade instrument forged for a specific purpose. We already have enough old, rusty, worn-out screwdrivers laying around. I think you get the point. To master your craft will require a constant application of knowledge, going above and beyond what's normal or required, and the continual sharpening of your skill sets. Whether your goal is to be a world-class mom and housewife, which is very honorable and possibly the most challenging vocation of all, a top international investment banker, the chief of police in your city, a nationally recognized school teacher, a fitness coach with a clientele list of the who's who in your region, or a professional athlete, you can never stop the pursuit to improve and master your craft. Good or great? The great Hungarian composer and pianist Franz Liszt revealed the power and significance of mastering his craft when he said, Miss one day of practice, I notice. Miss two, the critics notice. Miss three, the audience notices. No matter how good you are, you can always be better. You can be great. One of the very best business/motivational books written in the past 20 years is Jim Collins' Good to Great. His most famous line from this writing is simply, "Good is the enemy to great." Collins is true with his sentiments. Winologists can never settle for just good enough. Why? Because the second you do, you risk the beginning of your demise. My favorite takeaway from reading Collins' classic was one simple question. What can I be the best in the world at? This incredible and probing inquiry is one I believe everyone must address, individually and corporately, to become the world-class winners they were born to be. In the 2014 blockbuster movie Whiplash, music conservatory professor Terrence Fletcher, played brilliantly by Academy Award winner J.K. Simmons, has one mission to build the best jazz music program in the world. An inspiring young drummer, Andrew, played by Miles Teller, joins the ensemble in hopes of making the cut. Little did he know how much Fletcher would push him to bring out his fullest potential. In one captivating scene, Fletcher and Andrew are engaged in a conversation concerning what it takes to be the best in the world. With a gaze in his eyes and a look of disgust on his face, Fletcher leans over and tells young Andrew one of the most thought-provoking statements of the entire movie. He said, "There are no two words any more harmful in the English language than good job." Think about this statement for a moment. How many people, when they hear these two words, believe they've arrived? To the masses, good job is a form of high praise. To the winologist, they're a confirmation of the obvious. They haven't yet mastered their craft. More work still needs to be done. Music legend Ray Charles put his spin on this concept by saying, "I never wanted to be famous. I only wanted to be great." At the highest levels of my competition career, gold medals could literally be decided within fractions of a second or inch. Taekwondo isn't only a very physical art, the mental game is just as intense. Just like in a highly competitive chess match, one wrong move could completely shift the playing field. For example, in technical competitions, where the perfection of your form was judged, one lost second of concentration, the slightest bobble, or even the smallest error in posture could cost you the gold medal. If you wanted to win gold, good wasn't going to cut it. You had to be great. Becoming great, let alone the best in the world, sounds like a daunting task. It is. However, no one arrives at that plateau overnight. The good news is, you don't have to. American radio personality and respected human character development expert Earl Nightingale laid it out this way. If you spend 30 minutes every day learning about one specific subject, you'll become a legitimate expert in 6 months. 30 minutes every day for 6 short months. That's all. Instead of watching your favorite sitcom or nightly news for the next 6 months, invest that time into your passion and watch it grow. I promise, the results will astound you. I put this to the test in 2010 by writing at least 30 minutes a day. The result? My first book published in 2011. Regardless of the magnitude of your dream, you start your journey by taking bite-sized daily steps. So what are you waiting on? Start today. You can't settle for the good job level you've already attained. You must strive for constant and never-ending improvement. It really comes down to a few simple questions. Why settle for good when you can have great? Why settle for great when you can be superior? Why stop at superior when you can be world class? It all comes down to continuously mastering your craft. The winner's way. In my specific field of martial arts, we adhered to and rigorously trained in a philosophy called Chungshil. In fact, the grandmasters of the progressive combat Taekwondo style in which I'm trained referred to our sect as Chungshokwan, the way of constant and never-ending improvement. This philosophy became more than a way of fighting for me. It became a building block for my life and a component of all my successes. Now, it can become the same foundation for you. Let's call it the winner's way. What exactly is the winner's way? Fundamentally, it's the mindset which provokes you forward to greatness. For me, it translated into a quest for excellence. Two components play a vital role in this type of lifestyle: critique and motivation. I don't know about you, but I've never met anyone who likes to be critiqued. It goes against our human need for acceptance and recognition. But too much acceptance, and attaboys, can prove to be destructive to our performance. Critiques hurt mainly because after you've done your best, you still have a list of areas to improve. As difficult as it is, not facing the music will obstruct your path to greatness and greatly limit your chances for victory. No matter where I found myself on the good meter, I knew there was always room for improvement. So, I learned to live a life open to constant, honest critique in which everything about me was evaluated. Embracing this one principle changed my life forever. Along with honest critique, undying motivation is another facet of the winner's way. Part of the Global Taekwondo Federation U.S. national team's daily ritual included spending hours upon hours on routines and fighting combinations. Our weekend training camps, especially those leading up to the international events, included 3 2-to-3-hour grueling training sessions with only a short break for lunch and dinner in between. The level of pain was unbearable at times, but the hope for the gold pulled us like a 10-ton magnet to victory. As you begin to master your craft, ask yourself, what's my gravitational pull to the gold? What motivates you and pulls you forward through tough times? If your goals are vocational, maybe it's a performance bonus, a promotion, a raise, or the opportunity for ownership or partnership. If they're educational, perhaps an award, a degree, a certification, or an internship is your pulling force. While these type of goals are easier to define, as they're attached to rewards, others are harder to distinguish. Goals connected to health, parenting, relationships, or hobbies can carry a much more difficult definition of reward. Thus, motivation can run thin at times. To keep moving forward in the mastery of these areas, you may find yourself creating your own rewards. For example, treat yourself to a spa day, a weekend trip, or shopping spree when you accomplish victories along the way. No matter how you create your gravitational gold, keep moving forward and keep focusing on your desired future. It's the winner's way, and winning is fun. The evolution of mastering. Remember the Winology 101 scientific process? Let's revisit it for a moment and then tie it to step 4, master your craft. Imitation. As stated earlier, mastering your craft is about gaining knowledge and then applying that knowledge to what you already know. If your quest is to be the best in the world, and I know it is, then find those who are the best right now in the space you desire to occupy. Then, ask yourself a few questions. What do they do that makes them the best? How did they arrive at their status? What obstacles did they overcome? What mistakes did they make, and what lessons did they learn from them? Never feel like it's a slap in the face to learn from the greats. Imitate first, even at this level of your journey. Innovation. After you've perfected imitation at this level, then comes innovation. This is where honing your craft becomes fun and tremendously invigorating. It's where you begin to feel the music, so to speak. During this phase, you begin to move away from the physical and mechanical side of mastering your craft into the soulful and spiritual side. Consequently, you become more reflexive and natural as opposed to robotic and forced. Innovation is the artistic phase where your creative juices begin to flow, producing results that are more effortless and natural. No longer are you imitating the sounds of others, you're now making your own music. Inspiration. The more you improve your craft, the more you become a modern-day warrior poet, powerful and inspired. Now, instead of coloring by the numbers, the paintbrush of your craft flows with ease and is blown by the wind of creativity and inspiration. By looking at the etymology of the word inspire, a combination of the two words in and spirit, you quickly come to realize this truth. Winning can be spiritual. Mastering your craft releases tremendous inspiration as you connect with your inner soul and spirit, as well as the divine. At this point, you begin to realize something that you might not have ever experienced up until now. This is what you were born to do. There's no better feeling in the world. Identification. As you have studied, trained, practiced, and performed, your craft is now instinctual. With your skill sets now functioning at their maximum capacity, your entire way of thinking has changed. You're beginning to see you and your craft through a different lens. Winning. You expect it, plan for it, and have mapped it out in your 5, 10, and 15-year goals. This is your present and your future. The winner you were created to be is now being unleashed. Your personal evolution has uncovered the potential that always lay deep within you. Welcome to your new identity. What made Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, and Michael Dell modern legends of personal computing? Were they just smarter than everyone else? Obviously, they each possessed a great deal of intelligence and talent, but talent alone, though a prerequisite for greatness, wasn't enough. Their success is a result of their own secret sauce of these four phases, coupled with the tenacity to constantly master their craft. Their results? They became the greatest at the highest level in their field. Stay with it. As we close step four, let's tackle first things first, your Winology assignments for this stage. Step four, master your craft assignments. Spend a minimum of 30 minutes every day developing and mastering your craft. Identify the areas of your natural giftedness in which you can be the best in the world. Make a list of the skill sets you already possess. Make a list of the next skills you're determined to master and become an expert in. Create a training plan. Specifically, how will you master these areas of your craft? Maybe you're winning in some areas of your life at the highest levels, yet feel like you're losing big in others. That's okay. It's actually totally natural. Winology is a philosophical process designed to translate throughout all the facets of your life. Remember, this isn't a quick fix, but a step-by-step system designed to propel you into your destiny as a world-class winner, and then keep you there. And that's exactly where we're going next. The following section of this book holds the secrets of how to stay on top.